why we habitually judge in absolute terms. When making judgments, people naturally prefer certainty. We would rather say this will surely succeed or that company is absolutely not investable than say it has about a 60% chance. Certainty soothes, uncertainty anxieties, so the brain quietly flattens probability into black and white. But almost nothing in reality is 100%. An interview, an investment, a relationship all hang on probability, not a switch. Describing them in absolute language throws away the most valuable part of the information, the number between 0 and 1. A more hidden problem is that absolute expression amplifies regret. When you say must buy and it drops, you feel totally wrong. If you had said 70% up and 30% down, whichever side hits you were already mentally booked and the swing is far smaller. There is also the outcome bias. People judge a past call by its result. But probability thinking says a good decision can yield a bad result and a bad one can stumble into luck. Learning only from outcomes leads you astray. The first step from absolute to probability is simply honesty. Admit you are guessing a likelihood, not pronouncing truth. That honesty immediately makes your expression more accurate and helps others align with your expectations. Point 3 Basic ideas of probability thinking. Idea 1, probability describes confidence, not frequency. Saying 80% means the evidence you hold supports the call to that degree, not that it succeeds 8 of 10 times. Knowing this keeps you from doubting your life over a few exceptions. Idea 2, probabilities must update with new information. If yesterday you gave a project 60% and today see a key person leave, lower the number. Bayesian updating is not fickleness but keeping judgment close to facts, more reliable than clinging to the first conclusion. Idea 3, express probability as a range, not a point. Say 40 to 60 instead of 50. A range admits how unsure you are and leaves room to revise. The more complex the matter, the more useful the range. Together these three change how you talk to the world. You stop rushing to conclusions and instead say where the evidence I see supports, then adjust. This posture cuts misjudgment and earns trust. Set a phone reminder before important calls. Is this number evidence-backed or a wish in disguise? That one question often pulls inflated odds back to earth. Professional analysis. How probability expression changes decision quality. A long-term tracking study across several research bodies with a sample near 1,500 people showed those who habitually phrase judgments in probabilities reported about 15% higher satisfaction with their decisions a year later, and were far less surprised by bad outcomes. A named framework is calibration training, which asks subjects to attach a confidence probability to each judgment and then compare it with the actual occurrence rate, repeatedly correcting until subjective probability nears objective frequency. It contrasts sharply with gut guessing. A recognizable real case comes from medical consultations. A hospital required attending physicians to give probability ranges rather than single conclusions for difficult diagnoses. Within a year, misdiagnosis fell about 20% and conflict complaints dropped markedly, because patients knew the possibilities early. Data also reveal a counterintuitive point. The more confident a person, the worse their calibration, because they rarely update. Those who say roughly and record hits and misses judge more steadily long-term. Humility here is accuracy's friend. This yields metrics. Whether important calls carry a probability or range, the match between the original probability and the result on review, and update frequency. With a checklist, write the number, mark the basis, set the update point, do the review, probability expression becomes a process, not a slogan, framework. 5 steps to translate choices into probabilities. Step 1, write the question as a verifiable proposition. Instead of whether this company is good, write the probability it doubles revenue in 3 years. The more specific, the more computable and checkable. Step 2, list supporting and opposing evidence, 3 each, forcing yourself to see both bulls and bears. Listing only one side is instinct, but probability's fairness comes from equal respect for counter-evidence. Step 3, give each proposition an initial range, say 40 to 60, don't fear inaccuracy. The value is writing it down for testing, not leaving it as an unspoken vague feeling. Step 4. Set update triggers in advance. State what new info moves the probability by how much, e.g. a rival raising funds cuts 10 points. Triggers automate updating and avoid mood-driven optimism or pessimism. Step 5. Review hit rate regularly. Each month, compare your early probabilities with outcomes and note the bias direction. After several rounds, you learn where you tend to overtrust and can lower that baseline. Probability expression practice in daily scenes. In job hunting, don't just say, "I think I'll get in." Say, "Based on my background and the match, interview probability about 70%, offer about 40%. Whatever the result, expectations were managed and one rejection won't negate everything. In investment talk, replace will surely rise with base case 60% up, 20 flat, 20 down. The three-number expression is slightly wordy but far more honest than a single point and helps the family agree on risk. Health management can be probabilistic too. If the doctor says 95% success, ask what the 5% risk mainly is and its sub-probabilities. Breaking vague safety into numbers makes the decision truly informed. When planning trips, don't bet the weather is fine, give 30% rain and prepare an indoor backup. Probability thinking here becomes